Democrats take action on guns. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The House has advanced legislation to raise the age to buy semi-automatic rifles to 21 and ban high-capacity ammo magazines. Hours after an emotional hearing,
our daughter was among the 19 students and two teachers that died as a result of gun violence.
And Kimberly Rubio told a House hearing,
we don't want you to think of Lexi as just a number.
Relatives of victims of the shootings in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York testified. The House proposals may not pass the Senate. Republicans like Congressman Steve Scalise say,
if you think that just taking guns away from American citizens is the answer, we've seen over and over how that's not worked.
Democrats who were investigating last year's Capitol riot take their case prime time tonight with a made-for-TV hearing at 8 p.m. Eastern.
In late March, Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney said they had learned President Trump was warned violence would likely occur on the 6th.
President Trump and his team moved willfully through multiple means to attempt to halt the peaceful transfer of power.
Cheney and Congressman Adam Kinzinger are the only two Republicans on the Committee of Nine. Members say they've conducted more than 1,000 interviews and have over 140,000 documents.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Most other Republicans are calling this partisan political theater. Protesters were back outside Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home last night.
Hours after a man was charged with attempting to murder Kavanaugh.
Fox's Brooke Singman says he told police he was upset over the leaked draft opinion showing conservative justices ready to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion.
A criminal complaint reveals 26-year-old Nicholas Roski called 911 to report himself, then admitted to a murder-suicide plot to, quote, give his life purpose.
The price of gas has risen to another record high, up more than a penny today. AAA's national average for regular is now $4.97 per gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden is in Los Angeles for a summit of the Americas with world leaders from south of the border. He says they must
increase opportunities for safe and orderly migration through the region and crack down on criminal and human trafficking who prey on desperate people.
This is a caravan of more than 10,000 migrants makes its way through Mexico toward the U.S. Vice President Harris is also at the summit.
The vice president, in her role as the Biden administration's border czar, stating that economic issues are a major factor in fueling migration. Harris saying that,
I do believe most people don't want to leave home. They don't want to leave their family.
But adding that when they do,
they are fleeing harm. Or to stay means they simply cannot satisfy their basic needs.
The vice president is saying that an expansive government partnership with the private sector is the best way to ensure success for all people and limit migration. Harris in particular and the Biden administration as a whole have been under fire for not doing more to stem a record tide of illegal migrants crossing the border. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after a return to selling. Star NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson, not alone, facing sexual misconduct lawsuits. His old team, the Houston Texans, will be added as a defendant.
Some two dozen women have filed civil lawsuits against Watson. Their attorney, Tony Busby, says the organization and its massage therapy company facilitated Watson's misconduct, then failed to act on it. The New York Times reported a non-disclosure agreement Watson gave some of the plaintiffs to sign came from the team's security director. The Times added the team also provided a hotel room where several massages took place. Watson has since been traded to the Cleveland Browns. He has denied all wrongdoing. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
The Boston Celtics took Game 3 of the NBA Finals, beating Golden State 116-100, now leading 2-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.